First up on Atlanta Business Radio, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce the Executive Director for Venture Atlanta, Ms. Allison Eamon. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we are delighted to have you. Venture Atlanta, I believe that we also saw a booth at some remote broadcast that we did. I don't know if it was at Sweetwater Brewery Company, a tag, maybe both.
Yep, at the TechCrunch meetup, it was.
But I don't know that you and I had a chance to meet
personally.
We got connected. We do a lot of connecting around here, Lee. We got connected because I had a chance to visit with a small group over at Metro Atlanta Chamber and met with Nancy Watley.
Yep, she's a great lady.
And we weren't 15 minutes into the conversation. She said, "You got to meet this Allison lady." So here we are.
And I think that all happened like 4 days ago.
Yeah, so. I know, man. Hey, Nancy doesn't mess around, man. She produces better results in less time. We got to get her on a high velocity show.
That's right. Right? Now, you want to share a little bit about what you guys are up to at Venture Atlanta?
Sure. Well, Venture Atlanta is a great event. It's basically October 17th and 18th. It's a technology event that helps entrepreneurs connect with sources of capital. So, you know, you've got all these great entrepreneurs out here, great ideas in Georgia. We work with Georgia Tech and Emory and, you know, students coming out of all those places, and they need capital. They need some money to get them going. So we provide the forum for them to get on stage, give their 6-minute pitch, and talk to investors from across the country. And we are the only forum that actually brings in investors from everywhere. I mean, we've had them from Canada, from London, haven't had any from Hong Kong or China, but we have had, I think some have come from Dubai and from India. But basically, the event is at the Georgia Aquarium. And last year, we had almost 700 people there. And it's really kind of a who's who networking event. So there's, you know, your technology executives, people from Oracle and Turner and Cisco and HP. And then you've got the entrepreneur with the next great idea who is walking around with their napkin going, "Hey, what about this? What about this?" And then you've got the companies that are a little more established that are definitely ready for money. And they get on stage and they give 6-minute pitches. And hopefully there's a great venture capitalist or angel investor or investment banker in the audience that wants to write them a big check.
Now, in the event, is there an opportunity for the investors to ask them questions, or they just do 6 minutes of kind of a here's what we're about kind of thing, and then the investor follows up with them like later on in the day?
Yes, that's exactly how it works. It is not a live Q&A.
Now, is this event the big event that you guys work on all year long, or do you do things throughout the year as well?
Interesting that you said that. Basically, you know, Venture Atlanta started 6 years ago as a coming together of, you know, speaking of the Metro Atlanta Chamber, the Technology Association of Georgia, and the Atlanta CEO Council. So those three groups said, you know, there's these events in North Carolina and Boston and New York and Silicon Valley and all over the place. And here we have Atlanta, who's a great technology center. We got Georgia Tech at the hub. You know, we have one of the biggest and best incubators, ATDC, that's been on, you know, Forbes and everything like that. And we don't have any kind of big, you know, venture event. So the three of them actually came together and said, you know, let's put on this event. And they hired me to run it. And it was pretty cool. In my interview, it was, you know, them showing me, "Hey, we have a logo and this cool idea. You go build it."
Because these are startup people. They just need to bring you a napkin. A logo.
Yeah, it was literally. And I was a little stressed. But, you know, I came from the mortgage industry. So this was all completely new to me. I didn't even know what venture capital was. So very exciting. But anyway, we put on, you know, this great event, but it has really continues to transpire and to get bigger. So, you know, originally there was 20 companies on stage, 300 or 400 people. Now we put 40 companies on stage. We continue to grow the conference. And, you know, you were saying, is this what we do all year? This takes a lot of time. You know, basically I'm the one doing the sponsorships and the programming and getting keynote speakers. And, you know, we have Steve Case opening our conference this year, which is exciting. But we hope to continue to have smaller events throughout the year. So we want to continue to grow and expand and support our entrepreneurs year-round.
Now, how do you choose the 40 companies that get to be on stage? That must be fun. Is it like a Survivor, American Idol?
It is actually a pretty interesting selection process. So the first year we did it, I remember we had these conference calls, and I sat on the phone, and I didn't know what the heck everyone was talking about. And now I've gotten a little more educated. And basically what we do is we have the companies go online and they submit a two-page executive summary.
Right.
And we put a template together for them and then they fill out an application. And I got to tell you, it's like 7 questions. I mean, pretty simple. And it's free. It's free for them to apply. And if they're selected, it's actually free for them to present. So it's a very entrepreneur-centric thing. But we have a selection committee of about 30 people, and it's lawyers, accountants, investment bankers, venture capitalists, and CEOs, you know, people that have raised money and been there and done it, entrepreneurs. And basically, they vet all the deals. So they look at all the executive summaries, and we have an online grading system. So we rank everybody. It's kind of techno. It's pretty cool. Mm. So we rate everybody, and then we pick the best ones that should be on stage.
But that's all done internally amongst your people. Like, it's not, the public doesn't vote.
No.
It's in the back room with the chips.
No voting. That would kind of be a nightmare. I mean, basically, the whole thing is we're looking at what deals are venture capitalists and angels want to invest in. You know, I mean, you know, I have to tell you guys a funny story. The other day, I had this entrepreneur call me, and this is a true story, and I'm only saying it because it was too funny. This guy calls me, and he says, I put in my application, and I'm thinking I should withdraw it. And I said, well, sir, why should you withdraw it? And he said, because by next week, I'm going to be worth $120 billion. I said, really? I said, so maybe you don't need my conference. And then he said, and I'm going to be the first trillionaire in the world. Oh. First trillionaire in the world. This guy submitted we asked for a 2-page executive summary. He submitted a 100-page document. So a little bit of a maybe eccentric whack job. I mean, I got off the phone and told my kids and they were like, what, Mom? So there's all sorts of people out there, but I just thought that was so funny. But so we get all sorts of people, and we really try to, we usually get a couple hundred applications. Last year, we got about 200 that we had to vet down to 40. And I'll tell you guys what's the most frustrating, and anyone listening, help me out here. The deadline to apply is August 15th, so 2 weeks. We get 100 applications the last day. And not only the last day, I get the entrepreneurs at 5 o'clock telling me what's really the deadline.
The drop dead deadline. Right?
And I tell them, I'm like, I'm going to sleep about 11. When I wake up at 7, I'm closing it. So you got till 7 in the morning. Okay.
Okay.
And it's online, so you can't like do the scented paper routine, right?
Yeah.
Can't
so, you know, but you know what? I got to tell you, I mean, if we open the applications in May, and if you wait till 6 o'clock the day of, come on. I mean, you know, it's you've had time. So
Are you part of the selection process at this point since you've been around for a while?
I sit and kind of facilitate everything, but I don't actually vote. I leave that up to the experts. So, you know, I have a marketing background, and I've gotten to the point where if in my 2 sentences of reading your summary, I have no clue what you're doing, maybe you're not telling your story right, but I don't have enough expertise to see what people are going to put money
so
into.
So there's never been anyone that you really liked and they didn't pick and you thought they were
crazy?
Oh,
yeah, there was. There has been.
She let him in the back door.
You know, there's some neat people. I mean, you know, there's a young lady that applied this year, and you know, I've seen her present at some different events in town, some smaller things, and she's just a fireball, and I think she'd be great. And you know, so I have to say,
so you're rooting for her.
Yeah, there are some people I kind of root for.
Well, I know you're being modest, at least to some extent. You've been living in this world long enough that you really do have some counsel that you can offer startup folks. And so I'd like to help them a little bit, if we could. What are some just common mistakes that you see them all the time, every day, you roll your eyes and they go, oh, here goes another one, that might, you know, save some of us that don't know what we're doing in this regard. Like, whatever you do, do this. Whatever you do, don't do this.
Don't say you'll be a trillionaire.
Right, exactly.
That's number one.
You know what? I think you have to be realistic and reasonable, and you have to make sure, you know, they'll tell you, the first thing they'll tell you is what problem are you solving? You know, who's out there? What problem are you solving? And one of the things that I've heard too many times is entrepreneurs say, no one else out there is doing this. I have no competition. And, you know, to the contrary, the venture capitalists would rather hear you have competition. You know, they'd rather hear that there's someone else doing it, that there's a proven market, you know, and not to say that there should never be anything new. I mean, don't get me wrong. But I think you have to be realistic. You have to be realistic in realizing that you're not going to be a trillionaire next week. You have to realize it's going to take time and that you could have to revamp your business model 15 times. You know, David Cummings is a very successful entrepreneur here in town. He's run Hannon Hill and Pardot and some great companies. And I went to an event where he told the story of how many times he failed, you know, and I think understanding that, you know, everyone's not going to be the next Steve Jobs, and they're not going to be the next Bill Gates discovering Microsoft and or Mark Zuckerberg, you know. So, I mean, they need to, you know, be realistic in their expectations. And I think you also have to know that there's so many people in this town that'll help you. You know, there's some, I mean, I know, Stone, you guys have been at Startup Lounge, and I don't know if you've been there yourself, but Mike Blake, Mike Blake, great guy in town who, you know, who I've worked with as well. So, you know, Mike Blake and Scott Burkett years ago said, we're just going to start this Startup Lounge thing. And they did it on their own. And it was very, you know, again, to help entrepreneurs. There's, you know, programs in town right now. TAG is running a program called Cap Venture. And it's, you know, you pay for it, but it's an education program. And they bring in, you know, they bring in experts to help you. And I think the whole thing is realize that it's okay to ask for help. And, you know, and again, you know, every single entrepreneur puts together their projections and has that hockey stick. I mean, again, this is after my 6 years. I didn't know the hockey stick before, but has, you know, the projections and, you know, ask the CPA for what's a realistic expectation. I mean, where, what can I expect? And, you know, everyone has the next mobile app and the next, you know, website that they offer this freemium model at. And, you know, I've gotten to the point where I ask entrepreneurs all the time, how are you going to make money? How are you going to make money? And I think that's, you know, a big thing that, and again, this is like so funny because years ago I couldn't have said any of this, but it really, it, you know, it's amazing if you really just sit down and talk to them and help them. I actually have an entrepreneur right now that I need to call back that, you know, she was like, my husband and I have this idea and we just don't know where to start. And sometimes they don't know where to start.
But being willing to say, we don't know where to start.
That's a good start.
That's a good start, right? You know, they're gonna,
it is. It really is. And the thing is that, you know, whereas I want, you know, 500 people to apply for Venture Atlanta, I do not encourage every person to apply if I don't think it's the right thing for them. You know, I mean, you know, this company, you know, she said, we've got our idea, you know, we've got a website, we've got this, but we have no customers, no traction, no revenue, no nothing. And I was like, well, you're not going to get picked. I mean, you know, but
maybe it's a little early.
But, you know, what I will tell you guys is, you know, what I have heard is you just want to be in that room. And again, that room is, you know, executives from huge companies here in town who maybe are buyers of your product and buyers of your company. They're venture capitalists. They're, you know, John Yates from Morris Manning, who knows everyone in town. They're Jeff Levitt from DLA Piper, who knows everyone in town, you know, who can really connect them and help them with their business. I mean, you know, there's a great lady who was one of, who was my first sponsorship call, and her name's Susan O'Dwyer, and she's at Haba Fair, Getty and Wynn. And, you know, she basically just, she kind of mentored me and helped me and walked me around. And you really need someone to help you as well. You know, you need those mentors, and there's tons of great serial entrepreneurs here in town that are willing to help.
Now, are there any kind of restrictions regarding the companies that pitch? Like, are they a biotech? Are they only technology?
That's a great question, Lee. They're actually only technology. So, you know, bio, life sciences, pharma, med devices, we leave to the experts. So Georgia Bio is a group here in town, and SEMDA, the Southeastern Medical Device Association. So we're looking for fintech deals and information security and health IT and really things that Atlanta is touting as their expertise,
sweet spot, right?
Their sweet spot. Exactly.
No so. Radio networks. We won't let you within 500 feet of the building.
And also, just to that point, also only companies in Georgia. So you must be headquartered here in Georgia.
Even though the investors can come from wherever.
Yes. Yes.
So walk us through the conference experience, if you will, maybe from a couple of different perspectives, from an investor perspective
or and a sponsor
from, or a sponsor perspective. Walk us through what we could expect in that role throughout the day.
So, you know, basically sponsorships, we are, Venture Atlanta's a 501c6 nonprofit, so we can only put on this event through sponsorship supports. We've gotten wonderful sponsorships over the last several years. Actually, this year we've sold the most we've ever had. So that's exciting. So basically, sponsors have realized that it's something, you know, to support. So as a sponsor, you're there to find companies, you know, to find prospects, to find people to work with. You know, so let's take the example of, you know, a law firm. A law firm's there to, you know, get the investor to work with them so that they can put their deals together. And then the law firm is there to work with the entrepreneur because they want to help them write their patents and,
right,
you know, do everything
and
to
get
help.
In early,
yeah,
right?
And get in
early.
And it's very interesting. There's a lot of law firms here in town that, you know, they know the early stage companies may not have the money, you know, that's you know, Vitru, who just got purchased by Oracle, might have. But what they try to do is get in early and maybe give them a deal, you know, maybe help them out a little bit on the pricing and help them a little bit. There's some boutique law firms in town that, you know, specifically specialize on, you know, working with some earlier stage companies. And then, you know, the investor comes to town for a couple purposes. One, they come to find companies. So they're coming looking for companies, but they're also there to network. They're there to see their peers. They're there to, you know, kick back, have a few beers at the big, you know, dinner we have at night. You know, there's a conference in town, not in town, out of town in Florida. And that conference, they all go to play golf, you know, because they have it in Naples and Orlando. And, well, I can't compete with that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but we do have our event at the George Aquarium. And it's very interesting because the investors love it there. And this year we actually have a big private dinner at the World of Coke. So we're kind of showcasing Georgia this year. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And every year we try to move from the George Aquarium because we're getting too big for it. And they don't want us to move.
Well, it's gorgeous.
It's a dramatic setting. I mean, we did we did a remote at the Women in Technology event. Mm-hmm. What is it? WitConnect.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And you know, we have that backdrop of that aquarium.
What were those
stunning.
Big white?
The belugas.
The belugas are going by. Well,
that was distracting,
awesome.
But fun. It was cool.
But you know what? You can't be in a bad mood.
Right.
You cannot. I mean, we basically, the way we set up our conference is, that back area where the belugas are is where all the companies are set up with tables.
Right.
So, you know, you got your breakfast set up or coffee or snacks or whatever, and you're sitting there chatting with an entrepreneur and there's the beluga swimming around and it's like, how can you be in a bad mood?
Right.
You know?
So what do you guys need right now? You're looking for sponsors because this thing's going to happen when in October.
Yeah. It happens in October. Sponsorships, I will say we're pretty good. I mean, certainly I'm not going to turn anyone away though. Let me tell you, I could always do better. What we're looking for now is we want investors to come in from across the country and we want companies to apply. So we want, you know, like I said, we've got an application online. It's ventureatlanta.org and, the application's open through August 15th and, you know, I know there's lots of groups around town, around the country that you know, that's really not the deadline. It's our deadline. I will tell you guys, I do not extend. So, you know, we expect you to get it in. We already have several applications, so we definitely are getting them in. And the word's kind of crinkling out that maybe it needs to be in earlier this year. So that's good. But
and money gets raised here, just so everybody's clear, that this is not an event that's just like kind of a, hey, let's do this event to practice. This is where deals get done.
This is a real deal.
Yeah. Well, and that's a great point. You know, Venture Atlanta, before Venture Atlanta, there was another small conference here in town that the Atlanta CEO Council ran. And, you know, we kind of merged in with them. And if you date back to 2002, when they had that conference, companies who have presented at these venture conferences in Georgia have raised almost $1 billion. So we're at $975 million. So
you know you're crossing that threshold this year.
Still short of a trillion, though.
Yeah,
let's not
exactly.
Get carried away here.
Well, when that guy comes next year, they'll hit a trillion.
But what's really cool is that, you know, we got a great success story. We've had several success stories, but, you know, one that just came out of our conference last week was a guy that was looking for a follow-on round, which is called a Series B round, a venture round. And he met an investor at Venture Atlanta, and the investor wanted to lead the round, and the guy raised $7 million for his company. And, you know, he sent me a note, and he goes, just want to thank you guys. Just want to let you know I raised my $7 million, and it came directly from Venture Atlanta. So obviously, you know, we're doing some good stuff. The companies that presented a couple months ago, I think they've raised over $30 million in the last couple months. So.
Wow. So now if a company does go in there and they, you know, trying to get investment dollars, how do the event's over? Is there more follow up? Do you guys help in that regard, or they're kind of on their own?
You know what? They're kind of on their own, but honestly, we need to do a better job helping them with the follow up. And that's something, you know, one of the things that we're doing this year is a little more facilitating on the front end, you know, trying to kind of make some more matches.
A little matchmaking.
Yeah, doing some more connecting. We do surveys after the conference. And one of the things that the investor said is, hey, you know, we'd really like some more one on one time with our companies, and the companies said the same thing, you know. So this year we're doing a private breakfast, you know, and we're going to do some facilitations and some, you know, almost like sign up to meet this company in advance. And, you know, afterwards, you know, it's really up to them. We can't tell the investor to call this company or, you know, what they need to do. But, you know, I work with the companies year round. I try to stay in touch with them. We had a great crop last year. I mean, they were just a great group. I heard so many good stories. I was at a ATDC showcase event, and a lady who presented this year, she's standing behind me, and we didn't know we were, you know, back to back. And she's telling a story to an entrepreneur about why they should apply to Venture Atlanta. And I turn around, I was like, wow, how great is that?
Where was my recorder?
Exactly. And she didn't know I was standing there. So can't get any better than that.
But
so.
We've done the Startup Lounge and Startup Riot events where they kind of have like, well, Startup Riot has the trade show boothy kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Have you done anything like that?
Yes, we do that as well. Every single company gets a table set up.
Oh, so there is an opportunity for the investors to kind of mill around and see the people and have a substantive conversation before or after their presentation.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and you know, that's what I'm talking about. So you've got, you know, Startup Lounge and Startup Riot and all these great things happening in town. So there's so many good avenues for entrepreneurs. And, you know, we do offer entrepreneurs discounts to come to the conference. You know, and just you were asking what we need. We also need people to register to attend. You know, we want to have.
Oh, so you can be an attendee just to kind of walk around and observe the whole.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, you definitely can. And, you know, interestingly, a couple years ago, we barely, you know, we didn't have that many entrepreneurs there if they weren't on stage presenting.
Right.
And that's what I was kind of saying. Now the entrepreneurs realize they just need to be in the room kind of taking it all in, you know,
right.
and being there to network. And trust me, there's people that walk around with their business plans going, here you go, here you go.
They're ambushing the event.
But it's like, you know, it is absolutely, it's a completely open conference. So anyone can attend, anyone can come in. Like I said, the only caveat for the applications is you must be a Georgia headquartered company.
Well, before we let you go, let's make sure that our listeners have your coordinates, your contact information, and wherever they can go to learn more about the conference, apply, sign up, and that kind of thing.
All right. Well, I'm Allison Eamon. I'm the executive director, and more than happy to answer any questions. You could reach me at aeamon@ventureatlanta.org, or you can even call me, 770-298-4202. And our website is ventureatlanta.org. And we actually just did a little re-release yesterday. And so, you know, it's pretty easy to find the application, the registration information, anything you need. And I'm more than happy to talk to anyone about the event.
Yeah, and we'll make sure we put the link on our website. And maybe we'll do a nationally distributed press release for this show.
Well, I think we should, and it's October. I'll tell you what I'd like to explore, and maybe we can get some time after the show or down the road, is maybe between now and October, maybe have you come back with a sponsor or an investor here locally, and we'll just talk about it from there.
Yeah,
that'd be a cool show, don't you think?
Yeah, we could do a show just on the Venture Atlanta.
So
well, wow.
That'd be a lot of fun. So, well, what a delight to have you coming in and looking forward to continuing the conversation. How about hanging out with us while we visit with our next guest?
I would love to. I have to say one thing, Lee, we have to see if we're related because my maiden name is Cantor, spelled like that.
With a K?
Yeah.
You just threw
that out there at the last minute. I would have led. That's burying the lead. I hope you learned that in college, Allison.
Well, you know where she went, so
I know.
Not likely.
Thank you for having me. I'd be thrilled to stay around.